whenever we read some of these beautiful and simple passages from the gospel, when we see Jesus spending time with his friends, his siblings, Martha, Mary, and Lazarus, we always feel even that simple intimacy of friendship. We can tell that they were all at ease with each other, that they enjoyed each other's company, that they had the confidence to say what they were thinking and feeling. So the simplicity of the scene, that very domestic scene that we just heard of, can be a great occasion for us to learn or relearn a very important lesson about the most important thing in life. There were a lot of things going on in that house in Bethany, but there was one necessary thing: to be with Christ, the main guest. Now, drawing a parallel, there are a lot of things going on here in this place, in this church. A lot happens during Mass. There's a lot of things that we do. But there is one necessary thing, and that is to be with Christ. During Mass, there are some of us who have the task to serve, and we're busy, and that's good. But it is such a blessing that for most of you, the main job is to be like Mary, which is exactly what is happening right now. You're there sitting beside the Lord, listening to him. So we're called, when we come here, to choose the better part, to really make an intentional choice to be with Christ. This is the one secret for a true participation at Mass. Not so much doing things externally, but being with him. And so paying attention, listening, seeing, praying. What a blessing that we can be here like Mary. No, at the same time, we all have to recognize that at least at times, that blessing becomes a missed opportunity. How many times do we come here and yet remain, as Martha, anxious and worried about many things? How many times do we spend an hour or so here, our mind wandering somewhere else and distracted? How many times do we come to Mass and the words of the Mass and the gestures of the Mass are like white noise? We get nothing, not because there's nothing there, but because we are not there. We're not truly present. Our heart indifferent without real love or devotion. But the invitation remains. We are here, and so we can choose either to sit with our mind and heart somewhere else or to be with Christ, listen, loving, and praying. So if we are here already, why not choose a better part? If we happen to go to the movies or to a concert or to a game, and if we are there and yet are thinking all the time about something else, that would be such a waste of a wonderful opportunity, a waste of time. We would be so silly if we did that. And we normally don't. But when we come to Mass, why would we waste the most beautiful invitation to spend a loving hour with Jesus? We should learn from the prayer of Abraham, who in the first reading said to God in that mysterious manifestation of God in those three men, said this: "Please do not go on past your servant." So if we are already here, why not try and try harder to make of this a most wonderful time of encounter and adoration? And so our prayer should be Abraham's prayer. Please, we should say to the Lord, do not go on past your servant. I am here. I have come to Mass. Will I come to you? Please come to me. And of course, there is something very profound at stake here. In the second reading, St. Paul described what he called the mystery. And he said that there was a mystery which remain hidden for generations and generations. And that mystery at some point was revealed. And this is a mystery. Christ in you, the hope for glory. And we should really try to think very carefully about those few words. That is a mystery hidden for generations and now revealed. Christ in you, the hope for glory. How is Christ in us? What does that actually mean? Does that mean that we think about Christ, that we remember Christ? And while that is a great thing, when we think about Jesus and when we remember Jesus, that cannot be all. Because if that was all, then Jesus would hardly be the only one who is in us. We think about so many people that we love. We remember so many people that we miss. So there has to be something more here. And ultimately, the only fulfillment of this mysterious and wonderful phrase, Christ in you, is the Eucharist. Because only in the Eucharist is Christ truly and personally in us. Not even as close as he was to Mary in today's gospel, next to her, but in us. And if the Lord is in us, then we have everything. Then we don't have to worry about anything. Then we have hope. Hope for glory. So it is amazing to think in the simplicity of God's love for everything, literally everything, even the hope for eternal glory. Everything depends on how we participate at Mass. Not only in the fact that we come or we don't to Mass. That is a first necessary step and a good one. But that's not all. The key, the difference is in how we take part of what happens here. Where is our heart right now? That could be a good question. How are we entering into the mysteries? How much are we loving? How much are we praying? Everything depends on how we participate at Mass. Everything in our lives. And so, distraction or attention, routine or devotion, indifference or love, those are the choices that we have right now in front of us, and we are free to choose. We are invited, of course, by the Lord in a personal and loving way to choose the better part, and that is to raise our hearts to Him. Let me close with something that a great bishop back in the 4th century, St. Cyril of Jerusalem, said to the people that had been just baptized. And he was explaining to them the mysteries, the sacraments, which they had never seen. And when he was explaining the Mass to them, he said that we really need to choose to lift our hearts to God and forget about everything else. And he said, particularly in that moment when the priest invites us, and by the way, since we know of the Mass everywhere, this has been the invitation. Probably this comes from the apostles. When the priest says, lift up your hearts, and we all respond, we lift them up to the Lord. In that moment, even if until that point we've been somewhat distracted, at that point we really, really need to choose that better part and lift our hearts to God. So this is what St. Cyril said. For truly ought we in that most awesome hour to have our heart on high with God and not below on earthly things, to dismiss all household anxieties and to have our heart in heaven. At all times God should be in our memory. But if this is impossible, in that hour, above all, this should be our earnest effort. In that hour, when we say, we'll lift them up to the Lord. So when in a few minutes, you will hear the invitation, lift up your hearts. And when you respond, we'll lift them up to the Lord. Let us mean what we say. For that will be a simple and wonderful way of choosing the better part of being with Christ, the one necessary thing.